We have a big story breaking tonight as an increasingly tense fight takes an ugly new turn, with U.S. spy agencies now refusing to share the intel being used to attack the legitimacy of the 2016 election. To some extent. Good evening and welcome to the Kelly File, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. The battle over the alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election took a couple of explosive turns in the last 24 hours. First, the Republicans started questioning why they were seeing media stories of Russian involvement that went well beyond what they had been told by these agencies. Then the House Intel Committee demanded an emergency hearing with the CIA, the FBI, the National Security Agency to figure out what's going on here. And now tonight, just hours ago, Republicans forced to cancel that hearing when the intel agencies refused to cooperate, saying they would not be sending any briefers in. In just a moment, we will have reaction from Congressman Peter King of the Homeland Security Committee. But we begin tonight with our chief intelligence correspondent, Catherine Herridge, who's had a busy day in Washington. Catherine?
Well, thank you, Megyn. Late today, the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee issuing this statement after the CIA said the agency would not send a briefer to Capitol Hill to deconflict reports about Russia's alleged interference in November's election. Congressman Devin Nunes of California writes, "The committee is deeply concerned that intransigence in sharing intelligence with Congress can enable the manipulation of intelligence for political purposes. The committee will continue its efforts and will insist that we receive all the necessary cooperation from the relevant leaders of the intelligence community." The classified briefing Thursday on the Hill was going to focus on whether there is new intelligence or analysis that concludes the Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized the cyber activity to ensure a Trump victory. The CIA told the House committee it was too busy with the president's review to help. A former intelligence officer tells Fox News that knowing the Russian leader's intent would be challenging.
If you're going after a leadership target, you have to have someone next to that leader. So the idea of finding out intent has to be clearly defined and based on having a human intelligence asset, a spy, inside of the very circle you're trying to collect on.
With at least four investigations on Capitol Hill and a full review requested by President Obama, a former senior intelligence officer said the probes are creating a paper trail that will make it harder for Mr. Trump and the Russian president to build a close relationship after January 20th, Megyn. Mm.